Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Fontana speaking?
Yes, sir.
Hi,
So,
Fontana. Sheldon here. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Is this a good time?
Yes, perfect time. I've
Perfect.
been waiting.
We left off. We were talking about how
You
we.
asked me a question just
Yes.
before you hung up the phone.
Yeah.
And
I asked you.
you
Do you remember what I asked you?
I think, how do I know that I'm the Snowden?
Let me remind you.
Something to that effect. The Snowden that the prophet predicted.
We were talking about, because I wanted to get some specific information, we were talking about how you planned the. What was that? The 6th of January, how like everything built up to 6th of January. Okay, so we were at the point where you just mentioned that your family was stuck, which is why you started all of this. So how did you plan things out? How did you plan on going there? How did you find out there was going to be an attack on the president on the, on the 6th?
I heard maybe 2 days earlier that there that it on that show on that YouTuber, the Salty Cracker, said the Trump wanted us to go down there with our phones because the Capitol was going to be attacked by Antifa.
By
So,
who?
Antifa.
Who's that?
They're the anti-fascist leftist group or whatever.
Okay. And why
And,
were they going to attack the president?
what's that again?
Why were they going to attack the president?
They were just, from what I heard, they were going to break the windows. That's what I heard. But when I got there,
Break
it
the
was a
windows
little
of the White House.
of the Capitol, yeah.
Okay. Not sure
So,
that's the best idea because it's pretty secure. There are a lot of people with guns.
well, the first thing I wanted to know is, how are they going to get that close?
Exactly my point.
And so when I got there, I noticed that it was all staged, and it wasn't secure. All I did was gather intelligence of every anomaly that I saw that didn't make sense that day. And I knew that
So what you're saying that the
I
White House is insecure?
say it again.
What you're saying is that the White House is insecure.
It wasn't secure for a reason. It was all planned attack, just so they could catch footage of what looked like a riot or whatever, but it was staged. And I knew that I couldn't stop them. There's no way I could prevent what was happening. So the best way to defeat them was to join them. And
Feed them from within.
yeah, to pretend I was one of them.
Okay. So now that we've talked about what led up to that event, let's talk about that day. Okay, we won't be diving of what happened before, what happened after. We're just going to talk about what happened on the 6th. So start from the top. How do you start your day?
Well, like I told you, Lisa's already got the whole recording of everything that I said happened that day.
I do understand. But we're trying to move piece by piece because what Lisa had was very mixed up, okay? It has a lot of information here and there, and things are not making sense. That's why we're having this session again, to make sure that things make sense.
I was pretty I said chronologically everything that happened that day on the phone with her.
I did hear the recordings. They did, like, they chronologically they weren't making sense. That's why I'm actually doing this again. Because it's confusing the writers on how to proceed with it. That's why we're doing this.
Okay, what happened on that day? I showed up and I got there late. I couldn't find parking, and by the time I parked, the speech was over, or at least they said it was over.
Speech
and,
from whose speech?
Trump's speech.
Okay.
The rally. And I went through about almost an hour on the phone with Lisa on this, I believe. I was pretty detailed in what I told her. I don't know if going through this, I went through every little detail of what happened that day on the phone with her.
Okay, I'll look into that specifically. Then let's talk about.
Yeah, I was pretty detailed about what happened that day when I was on the phone with her.
Let's talk about something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since you were asking me the very second you on the phone up when someone said something, I said, I am the Snowden that the prophet Kim Clement predicted. And you said, how do you know this? So why don't we just take it from right there?
Okay, go for it.
Okay, during the lockdown, during the initial lockdown, a video popped up by this guy who has a YouTube channel, Trey Smith, and it was a video about Kim Clement, and it was called A Letter to the President, and I am Jewish, and didn't believe in that Jesus was the Messiah, and during watching the video, there was something eerily familiar about what he was talking about, and then. It said someone cried in the video, and I cried out to Jesus. And the video ended up being about me and what I was going to do at the nation's capital, but I didn't know it. I cried in the part of this video when it said someone cried. And
can you send me a link to that video?
I don't know how to send links. I'm not good with a computer, but it's by a YouTuber called Trey Smith. It says A Letter to the President Must Hear, and that video is about me.
Can you spell that out for me?
Trey Smith.
Trey
Smith.
Trey Smith.
A Letter to the President Must Hear. Something to that effect.
Okay, let's see.
And that video is about me. And the guy prophesized what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know it until I heard the Capitol was going to get attacked. And there were two videos that I saw, that one And another prophecy, the guy said, the prophecy of two presidents and pandemonium in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I am the one that caused pandemonium in the White House when I showed up there on the 6th. And I infiltrated their operation, and during the initial breach of the West Tunnel,
mm-hmm.
I said things I didn't want on TV and started doing things to make all the police laugh. And I mentioned the Pope being a Jesuit and George Bush blowing up the World Trade Center and amongst other things. And then after that was all over, I waited about 6 months,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't tell anybody what happened. And I didn't bring a phone with me because I didn't want to be tracked, but I made sure that I was all over the police officers' body cams, and I was places where I knew that they were going to be recording. And after June till October, I tried to get people to help me get the word out what happened that day, and I was getting doors slammed in my face everywhere. Nobody wanted to help me, and nobody cared that nobody cared to fight back about having these stupid masks on and all this bullshit that they were shoving down our throats. And I was fed up with everybody not wanting to help me get the word out what happened, throwing me out of everywhere. Act like a freaking communist is all everybody, you know, was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe a day or two before, I called the FBI for the third time. I watched the video again, and I noticed that it was me that they were talking about in that video. When it said someone cried, and then I added up, I was looking at all the anomalies of, I remembered watching a guy named Jerome Corsi on the internet, and he said Trump's not being removed from office, and then it said in the prophecy of two presidents that there would be two impeachments. And then God would put Trump aside, so you never heard from Trump until I screamed at him on the January 6th tips line in October. And I gathered that, you know, usually when the president departs...
January 6th, 2020 or 2021?
2021. January 6th, 2021.
January 6th, 2021. Okay.
So, I gathered that. Oh, hold on a minute. I connected all the dots,
uh-huh.
and noticed that. There was a guy I was listening to, Jerome Corsi, said Trump's not going to be removed from office. And I noticed on January 6th, he didn't seem to care very much that they stole the election, as if he knew. And then I remembered in 2018, he put an executive order for foreign interference because he knew they were going to steal it. And then I noticed that on January 20th, he gave the fake Biden codes, old new codes, and then he kept the old codes. And I know that if the media is not the government.
How do you know this?
And what's that?
How do you know that he gave the old codes?
Because they showed it on TV. They said Trump's keeping the old codes. You could look at it. So when he gave him new codes, but he kept the old codes.
Codes for what?
I was like, oh, what?
Codes for what?
The nuclear codes.
Okay.
You see, that's why they're raiding his house right now, because he kept the nuclear codes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of what's going on right now, because I said on the January 6th tips line, Trump can't change the nuclear codes. I know you're still the president. I was the first person that came forward and blew out of the water that we're going through devolution right now. And that's not Biden. They're using a double. And they already took him out back in 2019 or something like that, from my understanding.
You're saying Biden passed away in 2019?
That's not Biden right now on television. I'm telling you right now, because I spoke to Donald Trump last October. And he was repeating what I told him at a rally, after I screamed at him on the January 6th tips line to get my kids out of the Philippines now. And then you saw Marjorie Taylor Greene crying on the Senate floor, pacing back and forth with Jim Jordan. That was because I was screamed at everybody on the tips line. So let me ask you, how is Trump not the president if he was listening with all the intelligence and the white hats on the January 6th tips line? The media doesn't decide who the president is. They're a corporation. But people just blindly believe whatever the corporate media says without question. And I'm a little bit more intuitive on anomalies than the average person. And I knew the day Trump kept the old nuclear codes and he gave the fake Biden new codes that he's still the president. And then he said at the speech, we'll never concede. So his strategy was to keep us out of a civil war. The best thing to do is to pretend he's not the president. And that fake Biden is there. I don't know who he's working for, but that's definitely not Biden. And they're using him to wake everybody up and to keep everyone pissed off. And the old banking system is collapsing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when at the right time, Trump is going to come back and people are going to be taking their masks off left and right. I don't know who the doubles are or who not the doubles, but they are using doubles. And this I know from messages were being sent to me after I screamed at him a few days later.
Mm-hmm.
They were sending me messages on BitChute to certain stuff. And it's to my understanding that Trump had a plan decades ago with other people about this. This was a long plan they had from a long time ago. And the real person that's calling the shots isn't Trump. It's militarily, it's Jesse Ventura. And then he also hooked up with Kennedy's nephew, the one, the anti-vaxxer guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they all secretly are working together. And this is what I had found out. And because I
What are they working together
again?
You said
this
they
was
are
a plan.
Working together, right? What are they working?
Well, I couldn't, like, if Trump running a military and never been in the military, not being a military strategist, really didn't make sense that he picked Mike Pence as a vice president. So I spoke to somebody who knew Donald Trump at the White House when we were still in lockdown, because I was complaining about a social worker double crossing me and having someone else on the phone when I was talking on the crisis line. She put it in her phone, and then I would call. When I called the crisis line, it went to her phone, and she had more than one person listening on the call. And I made a complaint at the White House, and I said to the guy, why would Trump pick Mike Pence as a vice president? Why would he not pick Jesse Ventura?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, I guess, after I came forward with all this info, that guy must have remembered that I called there, because I told the guy that I wanted to do something for my country, because I didn't think I did much for my country when I was in the military. I wanted to do my duty for my country now. And I asked him about why didn't he pick Jesse Ventura. And then they sent me a video after I came forward last October, and they explained that they're secretly working with Jesse Ventura and Kennedy's nephew, and Trump has been used bringing people to so the world could see what they're doing. So he put bad people in certain places, so they would, the spotlight would be on him, so the public would see everything that's going on. So that's why they picked Mike Pence. Huh? And it even had it in the prophecy that Mike Pence was going to double-cross Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And they never showed the public. I saw all the proof there is that, you know, that Trump won the election. I mean, why would there be that many people showing up at the Capitol? The public, the average person watches the news and they don't care about the facts or making sure that they're looking at is true. And every time they keep saying the big lie, the big lie, the big lie, most people are so emotionally involved in hating Trump because the television said so that they don't care if whatever they're looking at is true or not. And it's really disturbing that I've pretty much felt like that since 9/11, that nobody cares about the truth.
Mm-hmm.
On the 6th of January,